This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Later.com.
I actually might buy Pickle Later myself.
All right. So it's not available. It's the one thing it had going for
it. It's not it. It's taken.
If you ever find yourself in need of a website for yourself or a loved one, remember Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Offer code if I were you. All right, now let's get into it. Exciting episode. We finally had Bo Burnham on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We needed him. We wanted him for years and years and years, and our schedules finally aligned to the point where, you know what? He came in. He gave us his wisdom, his advice for close to an hour of magical times.
True.
So enjoy this episode. Things obviously got real,
of course.
Let's get started.
Shit. Kate Bees. If I were you, I'm like, I'm lonely and horny. All these podcasts, they bore me. Yeah, I'm sleeping and snoring until it's Monday morning. Till I see my two favorite Jews dropping that new If I Were You. They know just what to do. If your girlfriend has crabs, only trust the Uber driver. No, they ain't taking cabs. Vance and the pitch, Jay Witch and the fucking bitch. I'm like, Surge, dude, I think we got the same toy. You'll never win if you fucking with the Game Boy. Now it's time to get down to the questioning. On a scale from 1 to 10, is it a good idea to fuck my friend's mama? Again, she's a Mexican lesbian. Cause a smoke show and a GoPro, but this dope bro make the bitches muy loco.
If I were you,
T-Pain.
Wait, are they all of that quality?
No, they're usually a lot worse.
Yeah, that feels very worked on.
What would you give that out of 10?
I don't – I've yeah, that's like if I need others to compare it to.
Okay.
That's a zero and a 10.
Here's 10 more just so you have a comparison.
Sampling.
Bo Burnham.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so well.
Let me just say real quickly, that was written by Kyle, a 23-year-old rapper from Rochester.
He's a rapper?
He's a rapper.
Oh, cool.
So he's a professional. That's why it sounded like that.
Yeah, it was very good.
And you got all the inside jokes, all the references
to
the podcast.
Totally, episodes. Oh, my God.
0 through 220.
I missed a few, but Bo remembered.
No, I get them. I am a stan.
It said you had you'd co-written half of them, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, pretty cool.
As a musician yourself, I mean, you appreciate that kind of at least the effort that it took. That wasn't an easy thing.
I'm a fan of effort all across the board. Anything that seems like it took effort, I'm on board for.
That guy said
any
good effort. That's what people like to hear when they make something and spend a lot of time on it. Like, good effort.
And then good anything else? Or?
No, just A for effort.
And F for everything else. He says he goes by KBs. And if you could pimp out my SoundCloud, I would get the biggest boner ever. Wow. So soundcloud.com/Kyle-KBZ-Brian with a Y.
Perfect. I mean, you
short
know.
Short and sweet, baby.
And rolls off the tongue.
That guy is somewhere with a raging boner right now because of us.
That's good.
So that's thanks, nice. Kyle. And thanks, Bo, for coming on the show.
No problem.
What an exciting day. What
could I pimp my SoundCloud out?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Bo with an F,
Not
hyphen, 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 one spelled out, one the number.
Hyphen spelled out or?
Hyphen also spelled out, yes. Hyphen, H-Y hyphen P-H-E-N.
And that'll get you to a 404 page, so you clear out your cache.
Yeah, you click the middle of the zero in that.
Delete your cookies. And delight your cookies.
Why not?
Bo, comedian, actor, writer, singer, songwriter, what's your... A little bit of everything.
I just ask that it's inflected like that. As long as people say it.
Question mark.
Every time.
I write things, I guess. I think.
You're a writer?
Sure.
You're a performer.
Yeah. I know. But like, it's like like people that make food aren't like, I'm a boiler / peeler / roaster. You know what I mean? I'm like, people here are like obsessed with giving themselves as many titles as possible. I think I make stuff and show it.
That's what chefs say, too.
Yeah.
That's what they say. They're real humble, down-to-earth chefs.
Yeah. You're a writer / boiler, right?
Yeah, exactly. / peeler. Yeah. I peel the old... A lot of layers to me.
We're excited to have you on the show for the first time ever. It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time since ever.
Yeah, since the beginning of time.
Yes.
Oh, right. We're talking about that, then. Really long time.
We were just talking about how
2,000 years or something like that since the beginning of time.
We met once, like, 5 years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, I would say five, right? 2010, maybe. It could have been that, 2006.
At a music...
I mean, 6 years ago.
At a music/comedy festival that existed...
No, 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 a music, like... like, and then if you looked really closely under the sea in music, you saw a tiny Amity coming off of that. Yeah, it was a music festival with, like, us in a... tent the size of what, like an aircraft, like an airplane hangar.
Yeah, it's
and
where the
us
Hindenburg
performing to 100 people. Yeah.
It's there, like, was a music festival that had a comedy area.
It started at like 11 a.m. or something. Like, I don't remember what time we went on, but it was not like
peak comedy hours. No,
you never want to perform comedy outside during the day in a rainstorm.
Yeah,
but I remember you did pretty well. You had a crowd by the end of it.
Oh yeah, maybe, but again, we had like folding chairs, and it was a wide view of the tent looked like nonsense. We should have had like those dummies in the King's Speech that they put up in the bleachers, like the fake blow up people. That would have made it a little bit easier, I think.
This right here is what I was talking about earlier. Is an advice podcast. It's a show
that right there.
This right here. This right here.
Very cool.
It's all scripted. Down to very cool, and it's all scripted.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the last thing we have written.
Very cool.
So right now we're going to improvise.
Officially, now we enter the podcast.
So what happens is people will email us with their sticky situations. They're seeking our guidance. It makes sense, right?
Mm.
We're wise beyond our years. And Jake and I do our best to provide our insight and our wisdom to help these people out. Sometimes it's just me and Jake.
I can only imagine.
Because I will never fucking listen. But sometimes we have friends in the room, in the house, and today we have you.
Great. I'm excited to share what I know project that onto other people's situations that I probably know nothing about.
That's really good. Yeah.
That's
not
the
having
line.
A lot of context is perfect.
And it's good because we get all the perspective. We get white guy. Yeah. You know, it's nice to
we run
round
the gamut.
It yeah. It, from Europe to Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
You know, and, but to not all parts of Eastern Europe.
And not back.
Yeah.
From Europe to Eastern Europe, period. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names just to preserve some level, some semblance of anonymity. It's usually our guests' discretion to give these people fake names. I'll give you some context. This is a college-aged American boy.
Raul.
So quickly.
Finally not a white guy. Let's do it.
Last name?
Just Raul. He goes by just Raul.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah,
it's pretty mysterious. Mm. Okay, Raul writes, "Hey guys, about 6 months ago, I hooked up with this guy. He and I only slept together once, but we texted for a while before and after. He told me that he wanted to have his hands tied while we did it because he wanted to explore kinky sex. I went along with it because it seemed pretty tame in the grand scheme of things. After a while, we stopped texting and I didn't hear from him. Last night, however, he texted me saying he wants to try financial domination, where the sub sends the dom money, meaning he wants to just randomly send me money to get him off. He's also saying that he'd pay me to let him rub my feet. I'm really thrown off by this whole idea. Is this a real thing? Is it unethical to take advantage of the situation and let him send me money? I don't want to be a dick, but I'm also not going to turn down free money. How exactly should I handle this? Let me know what you guys think. If nothing else, I'd like to hear how you'd respond to this. Thanks. Love, Raul."
Do it all. Do it all. Tie my hands up. Put money in my mouth.
Rub the feet. Send me cash.
Yeah. Where's the...
Have you ever heard of FINDOM before?
FINDOM?
Financial domination.
Oh, I thought it was sort of like maybe like some weird dolphin... like fandom.
It is. I don't know what he's talking about, financial domination. Findom is where you give a dolphin money.
Yeah.
Findom, financial domination.
Yeah. Have you heard of this thing?
Well, no, I haven't. But I feel like you hear of it in the other direction very often.
Which is what?
Well, just like a guy, you know, a sugar daddy or a sugar mom, you know, like
Right.
But the idea of the...
The guy being the submissive.
Like cucking with money, right? I guess that'd be the term.
Yeah, that is...
A cash cucker.
Cucks for bucks.
Yeah,
I looked up an article on Findom and I read it earlier.
You started, yeah, you got really hard.
Just, nothing yeah, makes my dick it. Softer than giving money to women. I mean, it's, what? Like, nothing.
That's
makes,
like, the, yeah, it's the last thing.
Like, goddamn, like, if you're, you know, when
I'm
like,
torrenting porn. I'm on yeah, the free when, streaming like, sites. I, like, I'll it, watch an 8-minute cut of a 53-minute video.
When I'm
minute
signing
video,
up for, like, $16.99, like, go-go in-flight, my dick is receding into my body.
Well, that's the altitude. A lot of it is the altitude.
Yeah, that's true. It's like a bag of chips, except the opposite. Thanks, man.
You see Findom guys on the flights just like ordering the, you know, the annual pass to the go-go and just exactly. jerking off under their blanket.
And they're going to hop to like United in the next flight. Wait a second. But for real, we need to slow. I need to parse a little bit of that question.
Okay, let's break it up into chunks. First yeah. of all, gay. Who saw that yeah, coming?
What the fuck? I was with a name like Raul. I actually did suspect.
All right.
But
second
wait,
of all,
read it again
and weep.
Yes.
Read it and weep.
Yes.
About to, I'm about to reread this entire question, but in chunks.
A little bit, just a little bit.
Okay, yeah, a little taste. About 6 months ago, I hooked up with a guy. Mm. We already got that out of the way.
Cool.
Already. Okay.
He and I only slept together once, but we texted for a while before and after.
Cool.
He told me he wanted to have his hands tied while we did it because he wanted to explore kinky sex.
What, all right. So, like, I always doubt that the person having sex with you for the first time is exploring something. It's more just like, you know, this is my thing.
Yeah.
But
I've already
rather
explored.
Than you picturing me do this with a bunch of people, I'll say like, hey, I'll try it with you. And that's fine. Right. Yeah. No, whatever.
Sure.
I'm saying that's cool.
Yeah. So far so good.
And it's tying him up, so all good.
Right. All yeah, all is cool. He presented it nicely. Said, yeah, I want to yeah. try this. Are you down?
I went along with it because he seemed pretty tame in the grand scheme of things.
I love that. The grand scheme of things.
Yeah. You know, in terms of
ISIL's cutting off people's heads. I mean, this guy's supposed to be a tie him up. Like,
that's nothing. Way to use ISIL, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm
very astute.
I'm down with Barry. Whatever Barry says, I'm for.
After a while, we stopped texting and I didn't hear from him. Last night, he texted me saying he wants to try financial domination, where the sub sends the dom money. I guess the subservient sends the dominant guy money. Meaning, he wants to
I
just...
I think it's submit...
Submissive?
Submissive, yeah.
Yeah.
Submissive.
It's not like...
Subservient.
Like,
no.
It's not like the bourgeois and the proletariat. It's like a guy fucking another dude, and we need a name.
Amir just watched
who
the Hunger
gets
Games.
The dick in the butt, which is cool.
He wants to randomly send me money to get him off.
Wow.
He's saying that he'd pay me to let him rub my feet. I'm really thrown off by this whole idea.
He doesn't care about rubbing feet either. He just wants to pay the money.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about it.
So that's it. So it's not just paying money in the abstract. It's like...
I think that's what it is. Like, anyway, because I read this thing about Findom. You don't just,
yeah.
like, Venmo people $40. And,
yeah. Like, and jerk off to, like, when, like, the, when you
great.
Get the PayPal receipt back.
There's, like, all these subsects. Like, some people like to be blackmailed. Like, they'll go on a webcam, tell a dom, like, what, like, their deepest, darkest secrets are. And then they'll extort that person
for damn.
Money.
Because I was going to say, like, have you heard of prostitutes? Like, that's a thing you can pay.
Yeah.
That seems like if you yeah. look like you're just trying
it's,
to make. But that's
it's not just being separated from your money. It's like it's like being told you have to. So this person doesn't just, like, get to chill and have money.
That's very interesting. I get that.
It's a job. This guy's offering you a job.
But it's also like, I get it because, you know, if sex is a lot of it's about like power or whatever mm-hmm. and like subverting that, like the power of money and wanting to be like spanked for your little money.
What's more powerful than cash?
I'm with you. But I will say your delivery made it seem immediately less powerful.
I wanted to disagree.
I hate that I
But I also
with you.
Moolah, baby.
Both did spend all the time proving that point.
It's not a black and white issue. It's a green issue. You know what I mean?
I do want off the podcast.
But this guy... Okay, so like there'd be a lot of advice or questions for Raul. I mean, Raul's partner or
yeah.
Raul's friend. Mm-hmm. But for Raul, it's like, dude, like, he's going to get off wherever. Like, you're not going to solve this. This is what he's getting off
right.
on.
And yeah, there's not anything, like, really wrong with
yeah,
it
unless
either.
He's, like, liquidating his assets
that's,
and, like,
yeah.
on the street. But if he's, like, kicking you somebody, who cares?
And yeah. that's where the responsibility comes in. Maybe Raul is the right person for the job.
Because
Maybe
he's Raul's even the... concerned about it in the first
yeah.
place.
Yes. I think you have to – anyway, I don't know if I think this or if I just only think it because I read this article. But all these doms, they have to be very empathetic because people will just rob – these guys blind.
What do you mean?
You're saying the doms have to be empathetic.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He seems like an empathetic dom.
Empathetic.
He does. He does.
He does.
So I think he's probably the right man for the job.
It seems like he won some sort of gay lottery, and he doesn't know what to do with the ticket.
He's like, this can't be real,
right? It says, doesn't it? He's just going to send me cash.
Do I just? Yeah. It's like that thing where they put like an open wallet on the ground in New York City, and no one picks it up because they're like, "Fuck you." That
it's all a trick.
Yeah, I think it's like you did it, Raul.
Take it, strike while the iron's hot. What would you do?
I guess I'm like kind of good on money right now, so I wouldn't want this job in addition to podcasting and writing and stuff.
Right. Because I feel like you would owe him something.
But you know, if I was in college and you do, that's the thing. It's not so simple as you just get this guy's money and you walk away.
Like, isn't that part of the financial domination, though?
Yeah, but there's like
the cash?
Yeah, but there's like a weird role you have to play within right. that, right?
He has to give you the money a certain way that gets him off. Like, if he just... if you're like 20s, a really...
crisp.
I guess it depends what kind of sub you are. You really should find out what kind of sub he is before you do it.
I'm sure there's a bus
shiny
quiz.
Doubloon. That's what gets him off. Yeah. Flipping a doubloon. Like Ebenezer Scrooge at the end throwing the coins to the kids to buy the big turkey. Like out the window. He probably got so off on that.
Scrooge like McDuck of, just yeah. fucking swimming
oh my
through
God,
the coins.
Exactly.
That sounds dope. I would do that. I think he has to find out what kind
spitting
of...
Spitting the coins out when he does, when he comes up.
Yeah, water is cash to him.
You need a little more information. You want to find out what kind of sub this guy wants you to be.
So you're saying if it's specific...
Or what kind of dom this guy wants
specifically
you to
be. If it were you, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to do it because it seems like it's a little too...
It comes with a responsibility that you don't want to deal with.
Yeah, it's kind of heavy.
Yeah. Bo?
I'm a sub, so this doesn't work.
I couldn't even possibly put myself
no,
on this.
No, you know what? Like, I think you go for it. I mean, do you like the thing? The problem is, what I'm not hearing is, like, do you like the guy? Do you because
yeah.
I just think, like, you know, a healthy relationship, if that's what you want from this dude, it's about being, you know... freaks for each other.
Right.
Well, and you this know, guy's also in cool. college, so I'm all for experimenting a little bit.
Yeah, and like experimenting with free money? What are we talking about? Like, that's like a great experiment.
You can experiment and get paid.
Yeah. Do you know how many, you know how much people work to have money usually?
All right,
you get to cut that part out.
I do agree with you, though. It's weird. I mean, there's just, it's sticky, especially if you don't just know what.
This is one of the rare questions where I say I wouldn't do it, but you totally should.
Don't do as I say.
Yeah.
Don't do as I do.
Do
as I say.
Yeah. What about you?
I'll say take the money and run. Just
you can't run.
Why not?
Because you have to do some fucking weird thing so this guy can come.
Well,
what if he comes to running?
There you go.
Imagine the treadmill. The stickiest treadmill ever.
What if he just like that opening scene in Glorious Bastards where she's running to the distance? I mean, that's what he wants, yeah. baby.
Au revoir, Shoshana.
I'll drink my milk. He take my, you know, I say... Embrace the beauty of what's happening.
Yeah. It's a rare treat. You found a jewel. Pick it up. You found a wallet in the street in New York. Have at it. All right. We got another question from another dude with another name. What is that name?
Dangren.
What's that?
Dangren. D-A-N-G-R-I-N.
Last name?
Smith.
I'm done thinking this shit. It took me all the fucking juice in my brain to come up with Dangren.
That is one of my favorite names we've had in a while.
Dangren Smith writes, "Hey guys, my family and I are taking a trip to the Bahamas soon. The trip is the makeup for my graduation trip last year, which was moved due to my grandmother having health issues. Thankfully, she's fine now. Here's my odd dilemma."
Boy, is this a white guy question. Here we go. We are writing this, the privilege of your life. Oh, your 80-year-old grandmother's fading away.
She's through the woods on this
replacement
one.
Replacement for my graduation gift. Holy shit.
We took a heart from a healthy kid in a really
poor neighborhood. I'm guessing the word Syria won't be appearing in the rest of this question.
I don't think I can take my baton, the weapon kind, to the Bahamas when I go through customs. Reason being is because...
I feel for the kid. I feel for this kid.
Reason being is because my family is chartering a private plane, so they will go through our luggage very thoroughly.
Off.
However,
is this real?
I think I need...
This is such a Dangren. What a fucking Dangren frothing.
He's in a long line of Dangrens.
Oh, my Dangren the 7th.
Oh, my God. So many dangs. Not enough friends. However... I think I need one while I'm in some of the areas where we'll be going. I feel that my family, and myself, of course, could be in danger at times. So, Jake and Amir, my question is, and Bo, do I sneak something in my bag past customs? If so, what? Keep in mind, I'm not really a knife guy. Or B, do I... do I find something when I'm there? Keep in mind, it'll be in rougher areas, so maybe I can get something while I'm down there. Thanks, guys. Really love the show. Love, Dangren Smith.
Dangren. I love. First of all, I like that he thinks there's a chance that he might be able to go out into a rough area and acquire a weapon when he's on vacation.
I don't know, Bo. What do you think?
This one's that's rough for me. This kid sounds like a fuck, like a true.
Yeah, you can lay into.
I mean,
him.
I'm just saying, like your family.
Our goal is to not advise him on what weapon he can.
Private.
Get in.
Some rich kid's worried about if he can bring his baton on his private plane.
Yeah,
it's a very rich
to,
weapon
to his
to have in the
makeup
first place.
Bahamas.
I imagine he's not going to a very rough area of the Bahamas if he's getting there on a private jet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And if there's bad guys, I don't know what him and his baton would be able to really do.
God.
I thought one of the joys of flying private was that they don't, like, they're not like the
well, you can
TSA.
Bring your batons. Bring your batons. Fly private. I thought that was what it was.
Yeah, wasn't that the log line? That's how they sell you on it.
I'm going to go on a limb. This might not be kind. I bet his grandmother wasn't a good person. I'm just saying, definitely. It sounds like old white money, and I don't think any of that's good.
She was the
good.
Daughter of slave owners.
I don't, I mean, she was, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to be old, too, rich, and nice. It's usually two of the three.
Yeah, I bet her last word was something about the colored nurse.
Make sure she didn't lift anything off my person.
I'm saying this is where we so as white men
in the hospital
need to
stand room with
up
a baton.
And give a little self-hate.
Yeah.
That was, is that, now that is that the richest question you've ever, that's a, the richest question I've ever heard.
That's up there. We get a lot of questions about like kids who are backpacking through Europe and like.
Yeah, but that's its own thing, you know, because you can do that in the budget. I mean, this kid's says just swimming in money.
Again, like Scrooge McDuck, swimming in gold coins.
I think this could easily be Raoul's lover. There's a good chance. I mean, this kid is throwing away money.
The thread goes through every question of this episode.
I'm sorry. None of this was kind what I said.
No, okay.
It's fine. I just don't. Isn't a baton just a stick?
Yeah.
What's he gonna work?
Couldn't he not acquire a stick when he's in the Bahamas?
I thought a baton was something you twirled.
It's like a tea stick.
Oh, it's a tiny.
It's like
when you're on
British bobbies.
When you're in the airport, see if you can buy devil sticks.
Oh,
and that's three batons right there.
You fashion that together. You start warding off all sorts of bad guys.
Did you ever have the devil sticks?
Oh yeah, totally. And the skippets.
We should get a pair of devil
skippets.
We should get a pair of devil sticks for the office. I don't want to get too distracted, but load up Amazon. Buy devil
that's
sticks.
Really distracting, of all course.
Right. Baton feels just like a really rich term for a stick. Like doesn't... he found a stick, and it's like, mother, I found a baton. It's like, oh, Dangren, there's batons all over the yard this season. It's like, fuck. Jesus Christ.
He seems to me like a nunchuck kid. Do you ever have a nunchuck friend? The kid that like kind of fucked with nunchucks?
Yeah. I never had a friend like Dangren. I'm sorry. I don't know what this is. I'm sorry. The makeup trip for my graduation, which just makes me... Oh, this is going to seem mean, but and if I'm being mean, I apologize. But what it sounds like is like, oh, man, like I didn't get to do anything for graduation because grandma died. It's like, we'll make it up to you. We'll go to the Bahamas.
Graduation from high school or college?
I would guess high school.
All right. Well, I mean, either way, graduating is so like.
Yeah, bottom of the – that's base level is the graduating.
I guess, and also if it's college, then that's like a present your parents already gave you to go to college in the first place.
Yeah, and like it's like a party where like your aunt's sitting down and you're like have a beer like at 10 o'clock and you're like, whoa. I mean, isn't that what like graduation parties are?
Not like
let's
just as much
hop
for your
in the
family.
Jet, guys. Did you bring your baton? No, sorry.
Like all of the whole family getting cornered.
But truly, I'm not someone that
a
like
a gang of islanders with nunchucks. I have nothing, mother.
And I'm not some like inherently self-hating white dude that thinks like all white people's problems are not legitimate. But
this one's
not bringing being able to bring a baton to the Bahamas on your private plane feels like what white propaganda cartoons would be like if they were made now. You know what I mean? Where it's like, we're not like that.
I'm definitely for, like, everything is kind of subjective, and I understand that, like, everyone struggles with things, but I do, I'll go on record and say that Dengren is not experiencing
anything close to the real world.
No, I don't, I think, very few people live in such a bubble that they are upset that they can't bring a baton on their private jet.
Yeah, my advice would be, Dengren, brace for the real world. Brace for impact, Dengren.
It is coming. I feel a little bit
How
bad.
How satisfying would it be to just see his private plane explode?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, and a twirling baton crash into the Atlantic.
We found this stick, but besides that, there's no evidence. Oh, mercy.
Single tear rolling down the grandmother's cheek.
She's the only survivor. Oh, my God. She's unbreakable. Think about it. She was sick last year and survived.
I know.
The plane crash didn't get her.
Oh, she's better now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know.
So this guy, he's never even experienced the loss of a grandmother.
I know.
That's like the most base level first sad thing that happens.
And it's like nothing. It's
the
like
the very
truly.
First bad thing you
He has an 18-year-old goldfish that won't die either.
Amazing.
Yeah. Hamsters just constantly pets around him, never ceasing to live.
No, they've died multiple times, but the maid goes out and gets new ones. And it's like, Dengren, sorry, I was taking your goldfish for a walk.
Several maids. Even the maids have died and they get replaced.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the goldfish replace them. It's very
mutual. Dengren is not allowed to experience sadness.
There was pain
at all. This is the closest he's ever
come. No. Dengren does not know about 9/11, has not been told about 9/11.
He was born on 9/11.
He's going to be sort of sad in the cockpit, and the pilot's going to come back with a baton and say, Dengren, we got this for you.
They'll carve it out of like the femur of like a dead child in the Bahamas, like a starving dead child. It's,
and he still won't be satisfied. This isn't my baton from home.
This
leaves it in the
this
hotel
is not
room.
Probably good advice.
I think it is. But then again, I haven't been listening for the past 11 minutes. We're not even recording.
Oh, good. I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
Well, all right, fine.
We've railed into advice, people a lot worse than this.
I think he can find a piece of driftwood on the beach and use it as a weapon.
Yeah.
I also think, though, that sometimes introducing a weapon into a situation will escalate said situation.
Mm-hmm.
Say, worst case scenario, don't think it's going to happen, but some islanders are trying to rob you.
But that's the other racist shit about this that, like, I'm hearing, which is like, oh, we're going to a brown island. I must bring my baton.
He just imagined.
What the fuck do you think you're in? Like, you're fine. You're gonna go to like Sandals Resort and drink and like eat free saucer.
I've been to those places, like in Mexico, like in Cancun, where they don't let you off. Like the entrance to it, entrance.
Can't
it's
leave.
Like it looks like Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Enormous
totally.
Fucking gate. You have to have four forms of identification to get onto it. They don't let people who want to hurt you, or they don't let anybody that you might think who would want to hurt you into it.
He's imagining him and his family tied up in a giant bowl of boiling water. Surrounded by this
by poor people
tribe.
Like oh, we're poor,
yeah.
We want to kill you.
We want your money.
Some sort of financial domination, yeah. Some shit. All right, in conclusion, you'll be fine. Don't bring a weapon. Mm-hmm. Odds are your family's gonna be safe forever, probably.
Yeah, forever. Forever.
Forever safe. Congrats, dude. All right, let's take a little break. We'll thank a few sponsors. We'll be right back with more questions and more bow after this.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% ooh, off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we're back. Bo Burnham, I saw your Netflix comedy special.
Thanks.
I saw it too. So good. Huge fans.
Thank you.
I didn't just see it because you were coming on the show. I'm actually a pretty big fan of yours.
Oh God!
I don't know if you know this. Well, maybe you don't. We used to at the College Humor Office. Our job, me and Amir and like a few other people, our job was to find videos to put on College Humor.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And when there were new Bo Burnham YouTube videos, we wouldn't like. Even it's not like we watched them to review them. We would just like have viewing parties.
Oh, that's very
everyone
nice.
In that office would just come
oh, that's
over.
Very sweet. It was doing that sketch with you guys was so fun. The,
oh yeah, the
piano thing was
playing
really
guitar
good.
To get laid,
playing piano to get laid. Yeah, it was
right.
really fun.
Which is one we should have met. But the comedy special is so mature and evolved and adult, and it's so impressive for not
and
only
so
someone your age.
Tech heavy.
Oh, thanks.
Holy
yeah.
shit! The cues on that are like.
Yeah, it was a different process with this one. Like the last one I did on Netflix was a.
Well, what's it called, first of all?
This one's called Make Happy. The one before was called What?
Got
and
it.
And then when I did with that, I was just sort of like experimenting with little lights and sound and tech and stuff. And then with this one, I hired a sound guy, hired a lighting guy, and I sort of wrote the bits with the tech in mind. And then we rented out a little warehouse in Philadelphia and like teched the show fully with the lights for 2 days and then traveled with it. Like,
did you travel with that
Yeah,
show?
Yeah. The thing is like the show looked exactly the same when it was in other venues, like you know,
and
as
you
opposed to
with
specials,
people, right?
Like you know, adding all this tech onto it. That is the show that we've been doing.
It's amazing.
And, like after every show, we'd talk about the cues and what worked and what didn't. So the tech of the show was worked.
I mean, that
with
be...
the show, you know what I mean? It was actually
it was
part
so
of the
precise, like down to the splits.
Yeah, they knew the show inside. I mean, they it was like it, we were sort of like a
that
little
that has to be
weird
the hardest
band.
Thing because like we have like a single fucking music cue or something, and it comes on 4 minutes late, like
yeah,
as
right.
we're off the stage. It's, I mean, that's almost as hard as like writing the show.
Yeah, they were good, and we were like in sync by the end with it. But yeah, it was like trial. It was just like working. We worked out the tech the same way we worked out the material, you know, just feeling it out. And by the end, like they were on the same page as me timing wise.
So you do a whole tour and then the last show is the special or?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I did a few more this year after it.
And you tape one show and that's it.
Tape two performances in one night.
That's awesome. And I noticed you kept in like heckling and stuff like that.
Yeah. They kept one thing in just cause it was like, you know, it just happened. It happens a lot of my shows, and they're like weirdly, they're kind of like positive heckles, which is the problem. Because I think the problem with my show is that it sends out the impulse of a concert a lot. And at a concert, you can scream as much as you want. Oh, but then all of a sudden, it gets really, really quiet. Right. And everyone's still like, whoa, whoa. I mean, like people just don't quite know what to do.
And you mentioned that in the show. Gears.
So it's like, you know, I don't mind it as much as other people do.
Right.
But it's just like, just, you know, just calm down a little bit.
Right. And then how much would you say it's like 80% music, 20% just like?
Oh, I don't know. I hope that it sort of just bleeds into each other. You know, I feel like before my stuff felt like, you know, little poetry and jokes and music and stuff. But I hope now it all kind of just blends into one weird thing.
Right.
You know, where it's like, because I don't really think about that.
And it's funny, I was reading your AMA, you did a Reddit AMA yesterday, and you were talking about
how you are a fan, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, obsessed. I was a mod on that AMA. You never answered all my questions. You were talking about your character on stage, which is so interesting because it's just you.
So, yeah.
But it's you acting as though you're somebody else. Because we're talking to you now and you're a different you than the Bo on
stage. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, well, like, what I am up there is like, you know, 3 years of working to be like that for an hour. So that isn't me at all.
Do you have to get into character or you just walk on stage?
No. It's just like that's how the material's done for the right purpose. I don't know. There's a bunch of weird stuff in the show for me just about this show in particular is supposed to be about the weird relationship people have with their audience. And so part of it is playing with the distance of what I actually am versus that. And, you know, part of it is like, clarifying it too much would take the rug out from underneath it. Where part of it's supposed to be a little strange. You're not supposed to know what's real and what's not, and what's honest and what's not. Because, you know, there's so many. I just find the honest comedians getting up and talking about their honest days when they're multi-millionaires and flying private. They're like, they're dangerous.
They're dangerous.
And they're acting like they're everyman, you know? So for me, it's just the show, a lot of the show is about just trying to throw a little light on what is really honest about this, and can we be honest with each other, and is this real, or is this, you know, am I pandering to you, am I being honest, or am I doing a little of both, am I a hypocrite, you know, and not trying to resolve that stuff, just kind of like ask it.
What I like the most about, or I like a lot of stuff, but what I noticed the most is even within your songs, you are like responding to what you think the insults will be about the songs.
Exactly,
your love song that ends with like talking about how you know everything because you're 25.
I forget
the exact line.
Exactly.
It's just like you already know how people are going to like react to a 25-year-old telling them about.
I think that's the thing of like that's the weird way that things are communicated now. It just like especially on like digital platforms is that like. Before you even say the thing, you're qualifying the thing. It's all like me watching you, watching me, watching you. You know, it's just like the straightforward narrative version of stand-up that I think people love. And I love because it's so stripped down in a world full of all this bullshit. You just kind of have someone getting up and saying something unfiltered. I like that. But I also wanted to make a theater out of make some weird show out of how confusing it is, out of the fact that, like, this is weird. I'm standing up here and you're out there and this is strange. Yeah, and you know I'm trying to manipulate you to like me, but I'm also calling out the fact that that's happening.
Right.
Yeah, and there's no, like, answer. There's no conclusion that you want anyone to draw.
No, it's like, hey, I'm happy.
Let's all think about the same
thing. Yeah, exactly. I'm happy, for, like, 13-year-olds when they grow up and become, like, sociology professors, I'm happy to see what they think. But right now I just think there's so many new things happening so quickly that for me, I have no thesis. I just have like a description of what it feels like, which is just like dizzying and strange and messy and weird and gross.
You know? Yeah. And ultimately kind of nice.
Yeah, of course. But you guys feel, and I think everyone feels it like on a certain level, not even if they have a giant audience, but I feel like everyone has their own little audience. And
yeah, I mean, whenever
online,
this
it's very,
type
very
of,
strange.
When this stuff happens to us, it's like, doesn't it feel surreal? And I'm like, it's this weird thing that I can't, the easy thing to be is, or the easy thing to say is like, oh yeah, it's so insane, it's crazy, yeah, and yeah. I really appreciate it. But at the same time, like, all this stuff washes over me in some way too. Like, yeah. I don't even fucking notice a lot of it.
Yeah, and I think we're so used to it. And I think, like,
right. what, and you know, the problem you're not allowed
is, to
say
isn't that.
That
different than, like, my sister on Instagram? Or I'm just saying, like, everyone's kind of relating to each other as a performer and audience. And that's no weird way, you know?
Your sister's right. on Instagram?
My sister.
Not a private account?
Handle? She's a private account.
Handle?
But
what's her name?
Hey, I do relate to this.
Rope. Rosie?
Rosie? You're so close.
Roe Burnham?
You're Rosie Burnham. Rosie O'Donnell's my sister.
Oh, my God.
Rosie O'Donnell actually did reach out to me and said she liked my special, and that was very surreal.
That's fucking cool.
I was like, am I in a league of my own? No, I didn't say that. That's my only brag I'll ever do is Rosie O'Donnell. But yeah, so, you know, I'm just, who knows? But I think people are skeptical of a lot of stuff, and I just think celebrity is the worst fucking thing in the world.
Yeah,
and
that comes
I'm a hypocrite
across.
For saying that. Right. I know I'm a hypocrite for saying that, but you have to be a hypocrite to say it.
Right.
I'm like, when people are like, yeah, but you want, I'm like, yeah, no shit. Like, that's how I know this thing.
Yeah, that's why I'm an authority on it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm like in it and it's so weird and awful.
You talk about how like the best thing in the world is to not have an audience on the stage while speaking to an audience.
Yeah, of course.
It's such a real moment.
Yeah, and everyone's like, wait, but, and I'm like, yeah, the but is the part of it. I'm saying it's meant to be contradictory and strange.
How much of it, like this social media stuff, you seem like you're wiser, cynical beyond it. Like, I don't want to like use Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Do you feel like you have to use it to self-promote, or are you
purposes. I like signed up for Snapchat the other day and immediately I'm like, oh, this is, I'm gonna delete this in 24 hours. This is really strange. Yeah. But I just did it because I love the filters. I just wanted to like see a little dog on my face. That's yeah. like fun. But no, I don't think they're inherently bad. I mean, like, and I, you know, I'll throw out a joke or promote things. I think it's good to connect with people. I just think it's like, I think like it's oversharing is a little gross, or, you know, they're just gross parts of it. It's not about like that this thing is evil and horrible.
Right.
It's more that just like, it doesn't seem to be questioned at any point. It doesn't seem, or it doesn't seem to be like, no one seems skeptical towards any part of it. And it's like, I'm just saying, like, aren't we all kind of feeling gross? Aren't we all a little sick to our stomach? Aren't we all like, don't we all just kind of feel more bummed out and like less happy because of this thing and like so unsatisfied?
Are you as addicted as most people our age to these things?
Oh, sure.
So you're waking up and checking it right away, the feed and
yeah,
all that?
But I'm not really, the thing is, I'm not addicted to like posting at all.
Yeah.
I don't like sharing things. I don't share any of my personal life with it. I think that's, you know, and all these like, and I'm not very famous, but very famous people that, you know, complain about, like, their life being invaded. It's like, you invade your own life. You share everything. The only reason people care about your relationship is because you're talking about it all the time.
Yeah, people,
for most of these people,
tell the paparazzi sometimes when they're going.
Yeah, of course. And like, oh, like, I can't believe the paparazzi were outside this club on Santa Monica Boulevard. Yeah. It's like, are you out of your fucking gourd? But, you know. Whatever. Who knows? I just think, like, comedy being in bed with celebrity is just sucks. You know, other things I get. But comedy's supposed to, like, speak truth to power. And, like, if there – I don't think there's another
comedy,
form
it's supposed
of power
to, like, reflect
that's
things,
to speak to
too.
It.
So it makes sense that it's – I don't know, that it's not really, like, a point that needs to be made, but just to say, hey, look, this is what's happening to me. This is crazy.
Yeah. And I think a lot of comedians – and I get it. You know, as older comedians, their impulse is to let's leave all that shit outside and just talk the real shit, you know? Or it's like, let's talk about Instagram, but like, isn't Instagram crazy the way this happens? And for me, it's like, I can't even get there. There's so much in the way of me and you having an honest conversation. Because, like, this isn't a dinner. Like, what is this? 2,000 of you showed up to do this, and I'm going to get up and act all like we're friends. You know, so for me, it's like, the show is like striving to be honest. The idea of the show, I think, is it's striving to be honest, but it's trying to get past all this bullshit first, and it never gets there, you know? So that's what the show.
You can't have an honest conversation, so it's better just be honest about the transaction that's happening.
Yeah, the dishonesty that's happening. And I think people closer to, you know, what is our generation coming up will be a little more obsessed with that, because I think that's the way we communicate is by calling out how disingenuous the form of communication is. I mean, everyone's just like ironically tweeting like how bad Twitter is. And I, it's so cool to have found solace on this app, not, you know, and I'm like, man, we just can't talk to each other. You know, I mean, there's just so much crap in the way.
Right.
You know, so. But again, I very much appreciate and like and am so happy for comedians that are able to get up and shut the world out and like, you know, like Gerard Carmichael, who's my age, when I watch him, it's like, oh man, he's able to just put everything out of his mind. And you do feel like you're just having a conversation with him. You do feel like the world disappears and he is just like sitting talking with you. I'm not able to do that. I do the exact opposite. You know, I just, I try to, I guess draw attention to the things that I probably should be ignoring.
Well, the special is called Make Funny. Make Happy. Make Happy.
All good.
That's okay.
All the same.
Have you thought about Make Funny?
I've heard Make Funny a lot. A lot of people said Make Funny.
Make Happy, and it's on Netflix, and I highly recommend it. Everybody has Netflix. You can watch it right now.
That's very nice.
Do you want to try to answer one or two more questions?
I definitely do, because I feel like I was very negative toward Dangren.
He deserved it. Don't feel bad.
We got an interesting one for you.
Okay.
And I think you won't hate this guy as much. This guy seems like a good dude. Do you got a good?
I don't feel like a hateful person. I don't feel like I hate a lot of. I really don't. There's something about, I grew up in Northern Massachusetts, and there was like that. There were those rich kids around,
yeah.
And I just think I have like a childhood connection to hating those kids, like bow ties and blazers. I get really angry.
I understand.
This is a cool dude's name, and it's a cool dude. So, what's a cool dude's name?
Motorcycle.
That's correct.
A cool dude thing. Wait a second.
Last name?
Smith.
I love that.
I think he's also related.
Cousin? All right. Hey, guys. Motorcycle Smith here. Longtime listener, first-time writer. I haven't had a problem that I thought I needed to write about until now. My friend came out as gay to me, and only me, a few months ago, which I'm totally Gucci about. The issue is, I think he wants me to give him some experience. Not so Gucci. He's commented a couple of times that he thinks I'm cute, while I appreciate the compliment, I sense a deeper motive, like when he straight up asked if he could give me a blowjob.
What's the subtext there?
How did he read between the lines?
What does he mean?
He's been a great friend to me all throughout high school, and I think he's the Jake to my Amir or vice versa, so maybe I should just let him give me a bro job to equal all the times he's been there for me. I mean, I like blowjobs, and I'm no stranger to the act, but from a dude, my best dude, I'm not sure. Would it be wrong? But maybe I should just let him for an early Christmas gift or something, or just leave it until he finds an equally gay pal to do it. At least that guy would enjoy it. If one of you two came out as gay, would you let the other one suck you off for experience? Thanks. Love, Motorcycle. P.S. Come to Wales.
No.
Ever been to Wales?
I come to Wales all the time. I watch Free Willy and jerk off. I will say you're a good friend.
Yeah,
you're,
right?
No, just, I mean that. You're like a good friend.
Just for even considering it.
No, just for like being
for
cool
entertaining
about
the notion.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. That being said,
I almost feel like any decision you come to is right. I'm just saying,
at
like,
this
you,
point, the fact that
you
the,
seem like you're in such a good headspace.
He was so thoughtful about it. Is it possible that this guy might be a little bit gay?
This guy?
Yeah.
Right, motorcycle?
Yeah, because just to entertain it so much to
I don't think so.
Like, I don't think there's any world where I would consider letting Amir blow me.
Whoa, I'm right here, dude.
I'm sorry.
What if it's someone you knew less? Would you be more or less inclined to do it?
No.
For, say, a Bo Burnham type. Not necessarily you, but.
I just say I can't write it.
No, it's happening.
Everybody listening at home thought that Bo just blew me.
No, I mean, he's what? He's like a high school kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not – first of all, it's not weird. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, the weirdness would be like whatever happens going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a problem that he's saying that to you. I think the fact – his lack of coyness is actually appreciated.
Yeah.
He's saying that, like, can I do this? You know, I think you can go. I think, like, if you want to do that for him, sure. I mean, I think
it's such a huge favor for the rest of.
It's not a huge favor to let someone blow you. There are bigger favors in the world than letting someone blow you.
Yeah, like blowing them. That would be a bigger favor.
That's a bigger favor, for example. I mean, you seem like you're not completely uncomfortable. I wouldn't say you seem gay, but you seem not uncomfortable with it.
In the spectrum of being like, you know.
Yeah, the Kinsey scale.
The Kinsey scale. He seems like he has to, I don't know which is, six is the
gay
most
and
gay.
Zero
is, and zero is the least gay you can be. This guy's maybe a two.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're a two and you're comfortable with it, then that's fine.
Yeah, basically, it comes down to
whatever. I don't think you should get a blowjob or give a blowjob based only on a favor.
Well, then I'm going to revoke half of the blowjobs you've received in your entire life. You think what that girl was just hungry for your cock every time? Give me a break. You brought it to dinner. Jesus Christ! If favor blowjobs are out of the question, what are left?
This is 100% a favor. 100%. It's too much of a
one-sided.
Yeah, I don't know that this guy wants to give a blowjob. That's like,
yes, he does. He just wants to feel a dick in his mouth. I feel like he's the guy and hasn't blown someone.
I feel like virtual reality is a good compromise here. This guy puts on the goggles. He's looking down. He's seeing a chick. He's getting blown. It's actually the guy. Suddenly, everyone's getting off in a positive way. The guy's getting off to getting his dick sucked by a virtual woman. The guy who's blowing is enjoying it because he gets to suck his best friend's dick.
Yeah. I'm just not sure.
I'm saying, what is the scenario for you, Jake? What's the bad way this pans out? Because I'm saying the worst way it pans out is, like, for me, he goes soft or something. And it's like, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm not gay. This doesn't work.
I guess my fear.
Complicated. And it's already a little complicated.
Because they're talking about it.
I'm not saying do it. But I'm saying it's not like, don't do it.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not trying to scare him too much. But there's a world to me where he has an experience that he didn't really want to. It's an uncomfortable thing for him. The friendship gets ruined. Maybe he grows to resent him in the future. Maybe that makes him have a deep-rooted distrust for gay people.
Oh.
No.
He's so young. He's so young that
you're saying this could set him up on a path to getting homophobic?
I'm saying there's a world where this guy feels pressured into letting somebody blow him that he doesn't want to blow him. And I don't think that that's a good
Okay, thing. let me get a question for you.
Yeah.
He's motorcycles friends with a lesbian who says, I know this is not totally comparable, but I'm just saying, like, I think there's a little bit of, like, you know, if you're not into it, who, you know, whatever. He has a lesbian friend who says, I'm never blown a guy. I'm very curious. Now, that would be totally fine.
Oh, shit, I'm homophobic. Because that's like, I think that's
a little
hot.
Bit.
I just thought that was
not
hot.
Not homophobic. It's not homophobic. It's more like, you know, you're a kid and whatever. You put a little, your friend's pickle in your mouth. Who cares? It's 2016.
So you're saying zoom out to the point where blowjobs don't really mean anything.
But wait, does that make me homophobic? I know I'm one of these things.
No, not homophobic.
It's fine. I'm either, I might be homophobic or I might not respect women. Because I'm like, I don't want
these
two boys.
Well, I think homophobia and that go hand in hand often. I think a lot of homophobia is you suck dick. That's like what women do. Now, truthfully, I do think that, like, a lot of homophobia
a girly thing.
Is misogyny, just like in other clothing.
I might be like, there might be some sort of deep-rooted homophobia in me, but I try really hard to be open. But I guess what I feel when I think about this type of thing is, like, I really want everybody to have a very enriching sexual experience.
Yeah.
And in, like, the rainbows and butterflies world where, like, everyone's happy that I always try to create, I want this gay man who wants to blow another guy to find a gay guy so they can, like, 69 each other and have, like, a beautiful simultaneous climax versus him, like, blowing a half-chubby dick in his parents' basement.
Okay. I get that, but I would say that in the real world of sexual congress being pretty messy and emotionally manipulative and a little terrifying, two friends that are kind of like, should I do it? It's like, you know, like, whatever. I'm saying there's
– no, it's really easy for me to come around to that idea.
I'm just saying because I feel like if it was like a guy and a girl or – I mean – give me a break if it was two women. If it was two
young.
No, this is true. Tell me if it was two girls right now and a girl was like, I guess I'd let my friend go down on me. You'd be going like, oh, let her. You'd be like, do it now.
I, you know? I, I think there's a part
would you be going, that'd be weird, and don't do that with her? Because girls experiment all the time, and it's totally fine with girls experimenting.
Right, the making out and what's wrong.
But even like kind of like
I'd be more conflicted, but my advice would be the same. Because I don't want people to have – the only – I guess like a lesbian blowing a guy
– No, I get that that's different for –
because
he has
no
enjoying it.
Yeah, like – right. And
she's
got no access to another penis. Or not necessarily no access, but like
– he has no access to other –
Yeah,
I'm saying he's like in the closet and really probably scared. Just came out to him.
Right.
Saying, I'm so scared to go in the world. Can I just like put it in my mouth for a second? My life is hell.
So
I'd be like, you know,
as a friend, so
go
as a
for
friend,
it, dude.
As a
like,
friend, could you
friends.
Be like,
yeah, it's fine.
Why don't you say like, hey, dude,
soft.
I respect where you're coming from. I don't want you to suck my dick, but we're going to find you in
there. That's good.
Totally. Well, but I'm saying, I think that's your solution. He's going like, should I do it? And I'm saying, you as yourself who have no interest in that are saying – I truly think if he had no interest, he wouldn't even be entertaining.
Consider. Right. That's I agree.
Because it's
with
not
that.
Like he's
I
like, I really don't want this and I feel guilty. He's going like, should I? And I'm like, I don't know, dude, should you? Like, maybe you should.
I think the answer is like, hey, if you're interested, then
yeah, if you have or if like you're like if you're like I could do it.
Yeah.
I think if it's like, eh, sure.
Yeah.
If you're anything if you're like not
You're saying if you're anything over 51%, just roll down the mountain.
What about you? What do you think?
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but at the same time, I wouldn't advise somebody not to do it. So, like, it really comes down to how comfortable you are with getting blown by your friend. Why don't you baby step towards it? Have him jerk you off a little.
See, that's
your advice.
Maybe
like,
hug,
one thing
cuddle,
that's a
make out with
then,
him.
No, there's
no,
another.
No,
that's like,
no,
yeah.
See, I think that's weird.
Go on a couple
that would
dates.
Be like, that would be much stranger making out.
You'd rather have a friend blow you than make out with him.
Yes. I think so.
You said it so definitively, and you're like, hold on, let me figure out if that's the truth to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't imagine picturing a girl while I'm making out with a guy.
Well, you can close your eyes.
Under them covers, though. Who knows what's happening?
Hell yeah, dude.
Woo!
Ow. Ow. Ow.
I'm saying, if I was a 15-year-old kid... And my best friend was gay, and I was the only one he told to. And he was like, "For the love of God, please!" I'd be like, "I'm not a hard no. I'm not a hard no. I'm comfortable."
But are you a hard
that.
Yes? Are you hard at
I'm
all?
I'm hard regardless.
I'm always hard.
No,
I just have to flip a coin.
We're trying to veer out of these jokes. We're trying to be progressive. Yeah,
tell me about it, dude.
I'm
so serious.
We can be fair that like, there's some double standards happening somewhere about this.
Yeah.
Always. You know,
totally. But why?
Well, because we're terrified. Straight men are still terrified of
this
being perceived as gay. And it's not, you can still be totally accepting, but I understand if you're in general, women aren't heterosexual women aren't attracted to men that they think are gay.
Right.
So we really, even if we're completely accepting, we don't want to be seen as that because we think it's unattractive, even if we're not bigoted at all. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I want to be,
you want to be strong.
Yeah. As opposed to women who can feel free to experiment or identify as something because
that's sexy to me.
So it's all weird shit.
Fucking weird shit, man. If I were you, would you do it? You say no. You say...
I'd say, hey, how the wind blows.
The wind is their friend's name, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How the
dangren blows, you know?
I would personally probably not do it. You got to be super open-minded to be down with it. That's like, I think this guy's a great friend for even entertaining the thought.
Yeah, you don't know the friend, though. I'm not picturing a 15-year-old boy doing it. I'm saying if I was 15, I have a best friend. I'm the first person he tells.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I've never done it with any. I'm saying like, you got to put yourself fully in those shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the only podcast in the world where we will advise 15-year-old boys to blow each other.
And that was before the question was asked. All right. That's our time. Bo, thank you for coming on the show.
There's a lot to be learned from those three questions. I wish the pool had been a little wider so we could learn more about me as an advice giver.
Sir,
I just want to...
Anytime you want to come back.
Yeah,
I want to emphasize
right now,
for people, it's a very... We got a very small field to make any assumptions by.
That's true.
So, that being said... Save your judgment.
We do have 14,000 emails in our email box. We'll have you back on the show. We'll answer questions.
Because right now,
ladies.
I think I seem like a... gay Occupy Wall Street. I think that's where I come up.
There are worse things.
Which is fine.
There are,
yeah,
there are
fine.
Way worse things you can be.
Which isn't wrong, but it's a bigger picture than that.
Yeah.
I was trying to think about what kind of shirt a gay Occupy Wall Streeter would come up with. And I don't know. Break the bank, something about break the... Just give me a second.
There you go.
Good riffs come with time.
No,
good riffs take time.
It really should be instant. Anything else you want to promote besides your Netflix special?
Which no, just watch? That.
Your new Snapchat?
No, I'm off it. I won't even say the name. I put like my name, the handle on Twitter in the description, and I've taken that all off. It's going to be gone by the time it's coming out. Yeah. It was miserable. The filters are fun.
The filters are fun. I've always said that. The opening theme song, once again, was written by Kyle. His closing one is Matt Killer Kowalski. If you have more questions, theme song submissions, anything, that email address for everything is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Bo, once again, thank you for coming on our show.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt. Come back whenever the hell you want. And we'll be back next week.
Deuces.
That was fun. I truly could have done that for 3 hours. That is a really fun podcast, kids.
Yes, dude. Yes, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jacob, man, please save us. Yes, dude. Yes, dude. Yeah. Call Amir up. Yeah. Call Josh R up. Yeah. Don't die in Starbucks. Oh, yes, dude. Can you please save me from my conundrums? Oh, I've been so dumb. Oh, yes, dude. Can't stop sweating, been fretting all day. See, I'm a mess, dude. Got piles of stress, I got all of these questions to get off my chest, dude. Life just left, swipe me. I'm in a cesspool. Someone advise me. I'll call the best dudes. If I were you, show you. But at least they're truthful. I need some new goals. Like a tour bus jack off. Try to seize these cheeses, but I got stuck in my crab claws. Oh, yes, dude. Let's start the show now. Just email them in. They'll give you know-how. Their answers contrast. They'll put you on blast. What I would do is mama turn on the podcast. Yes, dude. Yes, dude. Jacob, man, please save us. Yes, dude.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.